Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Hey, folks, this is episode 10. We've got Ed Spangenberg from Click T Shop.
10.
What the hell are you talking about?
10 plus 200, God damn it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was the math show.
Oh, thank God it's not. I'm going to tell you, I've been off work for like 6 weeks now, and it's ridiculous. So anyway, Ed wants to talk about Vinnie Vincent. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
I'll see you guys later.
Thanks for joining the show. We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, thanks. That's all. Well, I'm ready, you guys.
No, but seriously, we've got Ed on the show because Ed and the Ages of Rock podcast are partnering up to do some Ages of Rock t-shirts, and the proceeds are going to go to a child hunger charity. So that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
And kids.
Yep. Has anybody else done that? Have they donated to a charity, or is that, yeah, they have?
Andrew Scimbati, he did the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
And we raised $150.
Cool.
And he gave it away to an individual that he knew that wasn't working. And
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
he had told.
It's not $1 million, but that could be, you know, groceries.
Hey, $150 bucks is groceries.
Right. Hey, considering what you've made off, what we got off our shirt so far, right? Like $5? That's pretty damn good.
We didn't advertise them yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, by the time this episode is live, they will be advertised on our site. So
you'll be sick of seeing it by the time this happens.
So, one of my life goals is to have my face on a t-shirt that's not a mugshot.
I saw it almost said wanted across the top of it.
Yeah, but at least it didn't end up on a milk carton like Dennis's did.
That's right. True. Dennis ended up in a milk. You probably don't know that, Ed, but a couple weeks ago, Ed.
I disappeared.
Yeah, Dennis ended up on a milk carton. He just totally forgot about the show. He just like.
No, I went to sleep. I fell asleep.
Yeah, you say that.
I did.
Because you're old. Your ass was old.
I am old.
The old ass couldn't stay awake.
So in all seriousness, we're going to talk a little bit about the t-shirts. And Ed's going to talk about some t-shirt stuff he's done. And you can hear my dogs.
Yeah, your wife's home.
Nope. They're barking at something outside. She's been home all day.
Oh.
Oh, did you hear that? She's yelling at
them.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Shut the hell up.
Hey, for a change, it's not me she's yelling at. So anyway, we'll try this again. We're going to talk about our shirts. We're going to talk about some shirt stuff that Ed's got going on. And we're going to talk about Eric Carr. Because we have not given Eric any love on our show. And Ed wants to talk about that. So we're going to do that. But before we do that, Dennis, you got some albums?
Yeah, I got a few this week, finally. Because of the virus, we haven't been able to go shopping, so I've been getting some on some of the online auctions, and finally got a shipment from New York for those, and then I bought a couple off the internet, and then I got something that's interesting I want to show you guys too. So I got you'll like this one. I know Lisa will. How about a little Dennis DeYoung?
Oh yeah, we have that. We've had that
Desert for a Moon
long time. Yeah,
yeah. I saw that the other day and got it pretty decent. It's pretty good. You know, it's a pretty decent album.
Yeah, it's a good album.
I did a rebuy because I've got a really old copy of this one, and I think it was actually Kelly's, and it wasn't real good shape, but I got this for a decent price. But I got Sweet, Level Headed, Love Is Like Oxygen on it. It's a pretty decent song. I haven't sit around and listened to it yet. I got to sit down and listen to some albums.
Well, you don't have any time, do you?
I don't have any time, and that's weird.
You haven't worked in how long?
I've been playing video games, so Call of Duty.
Spoken like a true teenager.
Exactly.
420 day.
I've been playing all day today too.
Doritos.
That's why everybody. That's why everybody I've been playing with. They're in there going, they're coughing and shit and can't eat. So, working on replacing all of my Kiss on 180 gram vinyl. I picked up a couple of them. I have pre-ordered one. That's that new Dress to Kill. It's coming out. That was the 45th anniversary on it. the red vinyl. I've got that coming. I pre-ordered it, but the same company who I got that from, I got some pretty decent prices on these, but I finally got.
That's a good record.
That's a great record. A little Carnival of Souls on 180 gram. I've been wanting this for a long time, so got it. And again, just got to go back to the beginning. I got first Kiss album, and I've been wanting to get that on. I've never had that on an LP. I had an 8-track when I was a kid.
Really?
I've never had that on an LP except for my
original. Four.
Well, except for my originals, you know, that's got that in
there.
Yeah,
but, well, it's not. Yeah.
But it's 180 gram. So
that 180 gram, does it have, is Kissin' Time on the back of that one?
Yes.
Or what was the song that was missing? Is that the song that was missing? Of some of them after the first pressing?
Yeah, this one has.
That's not right, is it?
I think they did the live version of Nothing to Lose rather than the studio version, because I had heard that they didn't want to pay royalties to the guy that played piano.
Kissin' Time's on here. Okay. These new ones have got like the vinyl's kind of got this kind of that foam stuff on the back.
Yeah.
It's kind of nicer stuff. So anyway, found something out really interesting this week. I sold that console stereo this week. A guy who's listens to the auctions we do, you know, with Ashley and him. One of those guys text me and says, "You still got that stereo?" So he came over, looked at it, and bought it from me. Really liked it. Yeah, because I don't have room for it. You know, it's too much room. But anyway, I had a record out there to play for him. I had a older copy. I've got two copies. I got a fairly decent copy of this, and then I've got an old version, or not older, but it's just my first version of it. Not in greatest shape ever, but I was playing on the stereo. Something very interesting. Side B.
Yeah. Different first track song. Listing.
No. Fooling Around.
Yeah. There's a couple of record's got, like, there's one that's got, because I've seen it in a different auction because they were talking about it, that one's got the label's different and the songs are either in a different list or it's missing a song.
Well, mine,
I haven't heard about Fooling Around. I haven't heard that.
Mine actually, I've got two versions of this, and the other one just says Fooling, but this one says Fooling Around. It's like, I've never even heard it called Fooling Around before. That's odd, though. But the actual album cover.
Maybe it's been so long you just don't remember what that means.
It shows on, yeah, true. but I mean, the album cover itself shows it as Fooling. It's just on the actual sticker on the album. So
that's probably worth 50 cents more than it was then.
Unfortunately, it's not in real good shape, but it's, but anyway, I looked at that and go, Fooling Around? What the fuck? And I went, got my other one out, and I'm like, oh, no, that one says Fooling. So it must have been an early misprint or something. I don't know. But
that's cool.
Interesting. I know everybody freaks out for shit like that. That's why they buy 18 versions of these Kiss albums. They got a different label or a different, it's a darker, you know, writing on one of them. It's crazy.
I saw somebody the other day that had posted something in maybe Kiss Collectibles or something. And there was a stack of like eight, I think it was about eight is what I counted, double platinums. I'm like, really? You need eight of those? I mean, German pressings and different pressings and this pressing and that pressing and this has got on there and whatever. I'm like, wow.
It is. So it's crazy.
Because at that point, when you get that album, you've got like 14 versions by that time of the same songs.
Exactly. But yeah, that was my album, my four for the week. I've still got one more coming, and I didn't get anything. Oh, no, I did. I bought a couple this week on the auction. But I haven't got it yet. I can't remember what they were.
The bad part is Saturday was supposed to be National Record Store Day.
Right. Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Sucks. Because it was National Stay at Home and Be Gloomy Again Day.
Right. Exactly.
Be quarantined again. Ed, do you collect vinyl?
Well, yes, I do. I'm not obsessed with versions of this and versions of that. I mean, I have all my Kiss albums on, and you know what the thing is, when I was young, I got most of them. So I have all my original Kiss records since I've been very young. So, except for the newer stuff, of course, but, yeah, I got all those on vinyl, and I haven't done any of the like special editions or anything like that, because I feel like if I start going down that rabbit hole, I'll never get out. And,
right.
But I do collect other vinyl of other bands besides Kiss. So I do like it. I really do like searching and looking and finding some gems out there, you know, reading posts and finding stuff that other people recommend too. So good stuff out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy to watch. Watch those auctions. Do you ever watch those? Those auctions are insane. People are like drunk, man. I don't know what they're doing.
Really? Well, I think right now because people can't get out, they're just going nuts. And it's like, I'm not paying that much for an album. I paid a little bit more for a couple this last auction, but they were live albums that were never released. You know, like a King Biscuit Flower Hour album. You know, of a vinyl of that. So some bootlegs, basically, what they are. But I've never bought anything like that, so I paid a little bit more, maybe $20, you know. But I thought, what the hell? It's a mile. But I'm not gonna tell you what they were. I'll show it to you next week. I should get them by then. So
you have
that's all limit. I got. I'm sorry.
Do you have a limit to where you'd be like $20 is my max? Or
no,
He does not.
One time I had a copy of Billion Dollar Baby. Alice Cooper, but the shop that I did it had a reissue of it from 2010, but it had all the die cut cards still in it, the big dollar bill, and it was a remastered and everything. I mean, it goes for over $100 on like eBay and stuff like that, and I got it for $70. That's the most I've ever spent for an album, but I wouldn't do it for very many albums, but that is my favorite Alice Cooper album. So I was like, you know what? What the hell? You know, but yeah, I won't. Most of the time it's $20. New ones, you know, I'll buy for the 180 gram. I'll spend $20-$25, but used ones at the store. No, 15. That's a hard spell right there. You know, same. 10 to 15. But
my goal is to find them as cheap as I possibly can.
Oh yeah.
That's my goal. Doesn't work out sometimes, but that's my goal.
Right. Yeah,
but the cool thing, the interesting thing is sometimes looking at them on those auctions, you end up finding them. Oh, I didn't even realize that. Well, I found the record I didn't even know it was out. So there was a Great White record out that we talked about last week called Great Zeppelin, the tribute to Led Zeppelin, that I didn't even know came out. And I'm a big Great White fan. And I was like, oh, great. And I was going to buy it from the guy. And I was like, I think he wants too much for it. And I got online and looked and I got it for like $15 cheaper. And I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that. You know, if it's a couple bucks, yeah, but no. Anyway, we digress.
Yep. So
we're good at digressing.
We're good at that.
All right. That was beautiful. I had fried chicken tonight. I'm it's coming back to attack.
Thanks. That's nice. Nice of you to share with us.
Fried chicken the last two nights.
Keep it the cluck down.
Yeah, no kidding. Two nights in a row I fried chicken. Jesus, it's been crazy.
Your arteries are slamming shut. Kelly will be happy.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, patient. Some revenue for the hospital, and maybe for me. That's how we hospital people think. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. All right. I'm done with my stuff.
I've got a little bit of music news. Nothing major. John Bon Jovi. What?
Going on? Tell me something. I want to hear something.
I didn't hear what either one of you said. You talked over each other.
No, I said there's been nothing going on. I want to hear some news.
There is something going on. Bon Jovi canceled his tour so people could get refunds on their tickets and buy groceries.
Well, good.
Oh, that was good.
There's some other artists that could take a play out of his playbook.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, did you hear? Oh, did you hear about the thing with with Slash and Axl Rose?
Nope.
So I heard this on the radio the other day, so I haven't done any research, so this could be a total fabrication, but they were supposed to do a live event for their fans, for some fan club thing or whatever, right. And it was Slash at his house and Axl at his house, and Slash got on, and Axl didn't show up.
Really?
Well, I saw that. I think that was on one of those satire websites.
There was a six, but it that one said something about 6 hours or whatever. But
yeah, that was I believe that was the Hard Times or one of those.
But on the radio, guy was talking about it. It was 3 hours. It was a 3 hour thing, and that said this. And like I said, this could be total fabrication. I'll have to look it up. And Slash was pissed and said, I'm going to drive over to his house and kick his ass because I'm tired of him pulling this shit. Which, that'd be kind of fun to see. So, hey, take a video camera with you and let's have some fun.
That's pretty funny. Just because the guy on the radio said it doesn't mean anything.
No, I get it. It wasn't. I didn't read it from like some like meme or nothing.
Yeah.
So, okay, real quick too, bringing that up, I had a question for you guys, and I thought about today. All these stars are doing these live things from their house. Okay, they're doing like, you know, they'll play their songs and do this and do that and play, you know, and. You know, like if we play along with a song on the radio, you know, there's been some people we know. Lee the other day was playing along with a Kiss song with their bass, and of course, you know,
it got muted.
Facebook. Okay, what if Taylor Swift went on there and sang one of her early songs? Since she doesn't own that song anymore, would they get her? Would she get? could they cut her off?
They probably would, just out of spite.
I was going to say, because, you know, she lost all her original songs, you know, that bit, real bad deal she did down in Nashville with Satan, the guy from American Idol.
Satan? Did you say Satan?
I always call him Satan because he looks so evil. He's just an evil person. But anyway, he sold that, and then he sold his company to this other guy, and then he took all of Taylor Swift's earliest songs, and basically she doesn't own them anymore. So I was just thinking about that. I was like, well, she would get on and try to sing one of her original songs, and then she get
Taylor she'd get Swift went on off. American Idol, though.
No, I'm saying the guy who was on American Idol was the producer there a couple years ago. What was that guy from? He does that big something records. Big
Machine Records, the one.
Yeah, Big Machine Records. That's it.
So the one that's the one that Cheap Trick's on now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a slimy dude. He's a real slimy.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, but I just thought about that today. All these people get knocked off Facebook and in trouble on YouTube because of the way they're doing these copyright things, and you know somebody actually
wrote the song. You know, it's funny because I did a test run using my DJ software to do a Facebook Live, and when I did the test run, I played through like five or six songs. Not a problem in the world. The minute that it was a live test run. I was streaming to Facebook, not a peep out of anybody. When I started the live stream, you know, the very first song, I wasn't 10, 15 seconds into it, and a thing from Sony popped up and said, copyright claim, and then another thing popped up and said, your stream has been terminated. So.
Wow. Same song that you played earlier?
No, I just picked some random songs to test it, to see what would happen. And after I played six songs and nothing happened, I thought, oh, I guess they're going to let that go through. No. But the funny thing is there is a local radio DJ that said they were going to do a Facebook live stream doing the same thing that I did. So, you know, I fired off a personal message and said, hey, just a heads up, I tried that, and I got smacked down immediately. And the response was, I'll take my chance. Well, fuck you.
That is an option.
Yeah, I'm trying to save you some trouble. Go right ahead.
Okay, so the Slash thing was a joke. I just got sucked into that.
Fished in.
Hey, at least I admitted it on the show, and we don't have somebody calling back going, you dumbass. Yeah. Okay, well. So, suck
yeah.
it.
Well, you know, though, I mean, we've all
it
been sucked.
It could happen.
We have all been sucked in by something like that.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, it is possible, especially when there's no money at stake. You know, Axel's just like, nah, fuck it, I ain't doing it.
It was on the internet. It's true.
It's right.
Pretty true.
Again. Do you know that Merle Haggard died again?
Yeah, I saw that.
We talked about that last week. You know, about every other 6 months.
About every 4 years he dies.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. I'm done with my yakking. Silly yakking.
Whacking, whacking. Ed's like, what are you guys doing?
Told you this is not professional.
Ed has been on this show before, hasn't he?
I have.
Yes. Yeah, Andy came back.
Andy came back for more.
Sucked in.
All right. So, one day, it's been a couple of months back, out of the blue, Ed posted this picture of us on the cover of a record and made it look like a record that had our price tag on it and everything. And we were immediately like, oh my God, we need that on a shirt. So, So I sent Ed some high resolution graphics from where that stuff came from, and we're on a shirt.
Yeah. I think it looks cool. I mean, yeah, it's pretty it's a, neat
it's
idea.
It's a crop tee, though, right?
Well, let's see here.
Well, you know, we all got these sexy bods.
You see that? Y'all can't see that, can you?
No.
Right in the middle of the screen, I've got a picture of a crop tee. It's a girl's t-shirt. I don't know that it's necessarily a crop tee. I don't know all of them fancy terms.
I don't
know. We got these. We've got all these quarantine bodies. We sit around
the house. You know? We said crop tee. Ed goes, I don't order that shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
So there's another one. Let's see.
Oh.
I'm just putting them up on the screen for a little bit.
I got you.
Yeah.
Kelly looked at him yesterday.
I could cover up your face, Dennis.
She liked the she liked the girls' tees. She said they look good.
Yeah.
So she's probably gonna order one too.
That we sold two.
Yeah, I've already bought one.
I gotta get another one. Three.
There you go. We'll just do it ourselves.
That's right.
You gotta let us know though when one is sold to not one of the three of us.
Yeah.
Or anybody else with our same last name. If it has the same last name, it doesn't count.
Yeah. That's funny.
But if you sell one to somebody else, you need to text us immediately.
Yeah.
You know, sold the shirt. We'll be like, yeah. Be like hearing your song on the radio for the first time. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, drunk people buy stuff all the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Brian Harris, if you're listening to this, Brian Harris, you need to buy a shirt.
Oh, he was. I guarantee.
Brian Harris, must buy a shirt.
Jeff.
Over and out.
If Jeff's sleeping, Jeff, you need to buy a t-shirt. Jeff, when you wake up, you're going to buy a t-shirt.
Wake up and buy a t-shirt. He's hypnotized. We don't know what's going on with him.
So, yeah, when this episode goes live, I'll have on the website the links to these shirts on the Click Tee Shop website. And like I said, the money's going to go to a foundation called No Kid Hungry. But food insecurity, you know, with there's so much going on with the everything shut down. Kids are stuck at home. There's a lot of kids that the only good meal they get every day is lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're at school, they might get breakfast. Some schools serve breakfast. I know some schools don't. So they might only get one meal a day that's worth a crap. And with the school shut down for the rest of the school year, they're not getting that. So whatever little bit we can do to, help with that, you know, that's sure. What our money's going for.
Very cool.
Yep, exactly. Lord knows I don't need any more food. I need to go on a diet.
Well, everything you have tastes like chicken. So
it
like,
does. And I tell you what, I have worn my grill out this shutdown. It's been crazy. Anyway,
so Ed, talk about, so did you come up with the design for the shirt then? I mean, what was it out of your head or what?
I work with a lot of different podcasters and I've done like just graphics off of, you know, the top of my head. When I see something, I'm like, oh, that would be cool to, you know, design something around that. And I saw that photo and I was like, oh, and it just, you know, like when I start messing around it, with it, it all came together, you know, with creating it as a record album. And then I was, you know, searching for labels and stuff. And I actually, you know, did a Google search for some of those labels and I, you know, dressed them up and, you know, changed them a little bit, but they're, it worked all together. I thought it was pretty hilarious. And I always, mm-hmm. I post something and I'll go, I wonder when they're going to notice this, you know, and I got the reaction I expected because, you know, it was hilarious and it was fun. It's fun to just goof around, you know, like I think I just, you know, do things sometimes just for the fun of it. And if it helps, you know, what you guys do with the podcasting and more power to you, because I have an audience and I like to share that. And, you know, everybody should be into these different podcasts that are available, and you know, I appreciate you guys and what you do, so any kind of attraction it gets to you, so that would be great.
You cool. did a good job on it. We were all impressed. We were like, yay, that's
cool. Even yeah. though we were easily impressed, we were truly impressed with that. Yeah. I think we were more excited, you know. It's like, oh my god, you know, how does this happen? How can we make this happen? Because I told my wife, I'm like, you know, I'm going to be like Gene Simmons. I'm just going to wear my shirt all the time from now on.
Right. I think we should do that on the show every week. We should just start wearing it. We should get one and then just start wearing
That's
that.
That's funny.
I'm wearing my Ages of Rock shirt. I'm wearing my homemade one.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hadn't got one of those yet.
Yeah, you have one. You just don't have it yet.
I was going to say, I've got it yet.
Damn coronavirus.
I thought we were going to bring them whenever we saw you for Alan's birthday, but then he decided to cancel his birthday for some virus thing.
Virus.
So, whatever. Christ almighty. Damn. So, how many designs are you up to now, Ed, on the website? There's a lot. Socks and all kinds of crazy shit I've seen.
I'm over 30. I'm probably over 35 now, different designs. But I some of them work better than other on shirts. And like I did a drawing of Peter's tattoo, the number 3, with the drum and everything and the lightning bolt. But I didn't think that it worked well, like on a T-shirt. So I just made it as a design for polo shirts. So you can get it like on a polo shirt or a hat too. It's like embroidered and you can get the stuff like that on the hat. But there's a lot of designs. It's just fun to go around the shop and discover what you can find. You know, I have, you know, the mugs and T-shirts and hats, you know. I do pillows too. Check this one out. This is pretty cool. My Space Invader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
Right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And like this is I think this one is a 16x16. I think they go up to 20x20 size pillows. And then you can get like a regular bed pillow too.
Oh, that's what I need. I need that boot. Because I have the shirt that has Gene's boot on the front. Yeah, I have the baseball shirt like that.
Yeah.
And I need one of those for my bed.
Yeah, check this out.
See what my wife says about that.
Yeah.
She'll give you
the boot.
This is pretty big, and I don't know how far I can get back to show you, but this is a blanket.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's cool. Leaf
blanket, yeah. How about that? I mean, the quality is just, like, these manufacturers that I use, I mean, the quality is just insane. Like, the print details are just...
Oh, yeah.
They're exact. They do such a great job, and I mean, 10, you know, less, probably 5 years ago, you couldn't have done all the things that I'm doing now online, like as far as like manufacturers that were available creating products. None of that existed. So I worked in e-commerce too. I owned an e-commerce company and we sold, you know, we would build e-commerce websites. So I had the knowledge behind that, my graphic design background, which I do, you know, as a living right now, but I combined the two together, you know, my knowledge of e-commerce and my knowledge of, you know, design. And I was like, yeah, I found a need to, you know, I wanted to put a product out on the market just to see what would happen. And so like, you know, I joined all these Facebook groups and I've seen all these KISS stuff and I'm like, why don't they ever use, you know, create something like this? Or so that's what it was, came out of basically greed for myself because I wanted it for myself. And the first one I ever created was the Gene Skull one that he had on his very first costume that he had. It was a white skull. And then I created that and I posted it on Facebook and it the people just immediate were like, oh my God, I got to have that. And then that's what sort of sparked the, you know, building it out from there. So it's been a great ride. And, you know, I've met so many people, great folks and the KISS community and like friends with Jeremy and Ryan and Phil from the, you know, Gene Simmons band and the Ace Frehley band is, you know, like I was talking to Phil today, you know, and we're talking about, you know, he's saying to me, you know, are you going to come out with masks? And I get Matt Porter from the KISS room too going, hey, you got to do the mask. Why aren't you doing the mask? So tonight, after I get off with you guys, I'm going to finish up the gator mask. And also I have a gator mask for you guys too, for Ages of Rock with that graphic too. So you can have a that gator mask goes, you know, over your mouth and down right. your neck too. So it's like you put it over your whole head. But they're pretty nice looking, you know, and they do, it'll be a, like a full print too. So it's not just one tiny area on there. It's a full print and it's 19 by 19 square. So you can have that, you know, different
one. That's cool.
That ought to be enough to cover my beard.
Why don't you send one of those to Phil instead of the one you're going to send him and just see what he does. He'll look at that and go, God damn it. You're going to hear him now.
That's how he's going to start his next fire.
He'll be those bastards. It'll be a gift from us.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
that would be funny. He'd be like, what the hell?
I just came out with an Ace shirt as well. The one that Ace wore very on in the band, and it just said Ace, and he had it made in rhinestones.
Mm-hmm.
So I recreated that shirt and I put it up, and then he was like, can I get one of those shirts, man? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
So, oh, Ace did?
No.
Oh, Bill.
I wish Ace would wear one of my shirts. They've been asking him to wear my shirts, by the way. I'm like, oh my God, that would be great if Ace wore
If he wore one of those shirts at a show, people would go, that shirt to a show, people would go crazy.
I'm surprised he doesn't wear like that mother shirt or something like that, something he's known for wearing. You know, that would be cool as shit.
He just wears a t-shirt anyway. Wears a t-shirt jacket that he takes off half through because he's sweating.
Yeah, I know that they've been trying to get him to wear. They wanted him to wear, I forget which one, maybe the Lightning Bolt one. I sent them shirts. I'm like, give these to Ace. You know how Ace is like in one ear out the other.
I was like, yeah, I do that. Nope.
Well, Ace can't hear very well, so it might not have even went in one ear.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, exactly. May not have went in one ear, right?
Perfect. Well, I'm sure
I'm sure
his manager too is probably like, wait a second here.
Oh yeah, because I'm sure that if he wears something like that, he's gonna want a cut of the sales.
Yeah. Well, I'll cut him now, sure.
Yeah.
Give me a call, Ace.
Yeah, Ace. It's 812-867-5309.
That's funny. What's been your biggest selling shirt so far? I mean, or your most popular design, if I would say.
The skull one, it's just so iconic, and I think that's got to be my biggest seller, but every day is something else, you know. It's like, you never know what, you know. You would think one thing would stand out. The new Eric Carr one that I came out with, the Hunter one, that's selling really well too, and people really love that design. So, but like
do
I
you,
said, every
do you
day,
have one of those shirts available to show?
You know what? I was going through all my shirts too, and I'm like, I know I have it in the house. Of course, you can't find it when you need it, right?
I know how that is.
No, I know I don't have it, but I have a bunch of other ones, too. I can rifle through here.
That looks cool.
Love Gun Riser. Cool.
That is cool.
This one is a very popular one, too.
That's my shirt. I have that shirt.
Yeah, Sam the Serpent.
I snagged that right away.
In the world, you know.
Did you wear that Sam the Serpent show to the indie show?
It is. It's on his shirt.
That's on the shirt. Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Phantom Wolfman. This one too was. This was actually my second shirt I designed. This was the one that they were trying to get Ace.
Jeremy wears that shirt a lot too. Jeremy wears that quite a bit.
Yeah, when he went on the Japan tour with Ace, he was wearing that a lot. And then this is one of them that I made for the guys when they toured Japan. And some fan called them the Eichmann, so that's what this one is called. The Eichmann.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that makes sense now because Phil's been talking about the Eichmann.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what that was.
They used the Eichmann when they did that
that new
rocket
video
ride parody thing about covering your face.
She wants to stay inside.
Stay inside. That's it. Thank you.
This is one Eric Carr one that I
that's cool
recently too. Yeah, that's so cool. It's his the Tank Torrent, and that one was selling very well too. This one is an odd one, but I like it because it's just so obscure that I don't think anybody would notice what it really is.
Right.
You guys recognize what that is?
That was on the back of Gene's costume at one point, right?
It was actually his pants.
Or pants, yeah, that's right.
He removed the skull from his shirt. So he didn't have it. He would have been just black leather, but he decided to put that design on his pants.
Right.
And that's where that came from. This one here, I don't sell these anymore, but I did three different Eric Carr shirts last year. And this is another one. This was actually Eric Carr's belt.
I think when you were on last time, gorgeous. You were just putting those out, I think. Those were the ones you did for the family. It was a kind of a memorial thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I have contracts with the Carr family, and the shirt that I'm wearing now too is God Gave Rock and Roll to You, the last video that Eric Carr was in, and this is it's very similar design. I didn't copy it exactly. We changed up a lot of the details to it, but it replicates what it really was, and then the design on the back too.
That's cool.
Cool.
I created the design on the back. And then this one here was very popular too, but no longer available. So if you have one, it's a collector's item.
There you go. Bill likes that one.
I have the baseball shirt one.
Yeah, I have it in long sleeve, this one here.
Actually, I wore it yesterday.
Did you?
Saturday. Yeah, I wore it Saturday. I wore it quite a bit.
This is Peter's vest. The number
That's
three.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm ripping through them now. Here's another, the Space Invader again, but I have it on it's a full panel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Space Invader. That's cool.
Yeah, this is the Elder Bolt I have here.
Yeah, I like that one too. That's cool.
Yeah, very popular one too.
That's the best part of that whole record.
My son, yeah, really.
I like that one too.
Loves that shirt. Yeah, the mother's one.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
I did this one totally on a whim, and I was like, nobody's gonna buy that mother's shirt, you know? That's probably one of my, top five sellers, you know. This again was the very first shirt that I created. Yeah,
that's a cool shirt too.
Do you have that one, Dennis?
I have one, but it's not one of his. It's not from him. It was. I got it a long time ago.
Suck.
No, I mean it's before we met Ed. I mean I got it, but the thing it sucked because the first time I put it in the dryer, it actually stuck together, and when I pulled it apart, it actually pulled a piece of the fucking shit off. It's cheap as is cheaper than shit. It's actually kind of a rubbery kind of that. It's not like a silk screen. It's more of a rubbery kind of thing material.
So you're the rubber tour? Like is that what you're saying?
I don't like it. Yeah, it's pregnant now. No, it's so I don't even wear it anymore. It's in the drawer. It's a piece of shit, and I didn't. Yeah, it was an internet buy.
Well, buy a new one. Buy one from
Ed. I will. I'm gonna get one from Ed. So
slacker.
I'll definitely do. I'll get one. Chill out.
We're speaking of Eric Carr too. Like I have right now, I have a contract with them with the Eric Carr family to do six more shirts over the next 2 years.
Cool.
So I came up, my very first one was the Hunter. I have some other ideas that I've sort of like sketched out, but I haven't taken them any further than that right now. But one of the designs, and I posted this and people were reacting really crazy about it, was this here.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. All
right. So it's Eric Carr as the Hawk, right?
Right.
And this here shirt is a full panel, so like it goes on the sleeves and everything. And
wow, that's cool.
The design on the sleeves, the signature is on the sleeve too. So this is the only one of its kind. This is the back of the shirt.
Oh my! Wow.
Yeah. So I created the design and I was ready to launch it and everything. And I sent it over to the Carr family and they pulled back. They said that they didn't want Eric to be represented this way. They wanted him to be, you know, known right. as Fox or, you know, just Eric himself. So, you know, with right. respect to the family, because they've been so nice to me that I said, okay, all right, I understand. But I still would love to see it up there.
Well, I also think that Eric was really taken aback by the Hawk design when they first...
Yeah, that was part of it, too. Yeah. Like, he was never a fan of it. But I think I, you know, like, I, you know, going through the whole process of, like, really, like, going through the details of the costume and everything like that, like, I refined it and everything. And I think it actually has merit, you know, I really do. Like, if, right. you know, like, every single Kiss costume that came out was refined and refined, and just like Gene's costume right now that he tours with, how right. many times was that refined? You know, it must be at least 10 times right now. So I think, like, you know, if they got away from the makeup with the yellow bill that everybody's calling them Big Bird, but they refined the makeup and they refined the costume, I think there's something there. I really did. And it just by going through the process, I really realized that, you know, that it really did have something to it. So, but now it's back to, you know, history or Kistery again. So,
well, that's one thing I was going to ask you, and you just answered the question. I mean, but I was going to ask you if you took an idea to the Carr family and they just went, no, but, you know, so that's kind of interesting that they, I mean, they actually are really into it and really watching what's happening. I mean, they're not just trying to,
no,
you know, put everything out. So
yeah, like I mean, I've been like, I call Loretta all the time, Eric's sister, sure. and I, you know, like, there's nothing that is released without her permission. She has to say A or nay. But I mean, at first, like I said, she was really on board with the Hawk idea, and I said, I really have to get this off. It's been in my mind, you know. I have to get this out just for myself. She goes, you'll never sell any of those. And I'm like, maybe I won't. I said, but I'm going to do it anyway. But and then she, like I said, she pulled back. But I understand. I completely understand. And that's, you know, that's just the way it is in advertising or, you know, the industry. Like, some ideas just get shot down out of the sky. And that's just the way it is. So. Yeah. No big deal.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
But you've had a lot of other success. So that's the cool part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been you know, the relationship with the Carr family, too, has been great.
Right.
Like, I'm excited now that I have, you know, five more designs to come out with. And
have they given you any ideas to work on? Like, say, here's something we thought about. Can you do something with that?
Well, you know, like, I help her out, too. Like, Loretta, too. She's coming out with, she did coins, too, in the past. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any of the coins that they've done?
Yeah, I saw them at one of the shows. Yeah.
This is one of the coins that she gave me, and it has Eric on the front, and then on the back is he's on the drums. But she wanted to do one for his very first performance, which was at the Palladium. So I designed that for her, and, you know, like, I didn't charge her or anything like that. She asked for my help, and I said, sure, yeah, let me help you out. And then, you know, she obviously gives me breaks on things and licensing agreements and cutting me, you know, breaks and everything, because I help her out when she needs help. But that's going to be a really nice coin, too. And then she's thinking about taking some of the artwork, too, and putting them on shirts and stuff, too. So, but it came out really good. I can't wait for everybody to see it. But it's nice. And it's nice to be on the back end, too, like, with working with people that are in the, like, connected with Kiss and everything, because I hear things and I, you know, before anybody else knows, and I know what's going on with Eric Carr's family and what they're going to do this year and everything, for the most part anyway. And there's some really cool stuff that she's really putting together, like, really, really cool stuff. Right. So I'm excited for her.
Will they do anything with the Rockheads as far as, if, or anything for the t-shirts? Or that something that they're not going to mess with? Or
they're in talks with getting it out and broadcasted again. Right. Like, But they've built the cartoons out like a promo and everything like that. And I've seen the promo and it's great. I hope that it does come to fruition, but you never know, like, how things are in the industry. Like, maybe it's whoever knows somebody or somebody else, you know, but that would be great for Eric's legacy to see that actually come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be very cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I bought the Eric Carr album that came out earlier this year that they put out through Rockology.
The Rockology, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. I bought that. It's interesting because I remembered earlier, I have this from 2000. This is actually from 2000.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
the CD.
The Rockology thing came out, you know, when you said it came out in 2000. I was doing I had a radio station called Harris to the 80s, and it was coming up on the 9th anniversary of Eric's passing. And I had gotten in touch with Loretta to tell her that I wanted to do a radio show. And she was so excited about it. She sent me like 10 copies of that to give away, a bunch of drumsticks and guitar picks and all kinds of stuff to give away. It was pretty cool.
That's cool. There's some good stuff on here. That's the bad part. There's stuff on here that Kiss should have done. I mean, it would have been Eyes of Love would have been a great Kiss song. I mean, that'd have been a great song.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I should have jumped on that album when it was out. I waited around, pussyfooted around, and then it sold out. Now you try to buy it, it's $50-$60.
I'll sell you one for $75.
I know you would. And that ain't happening.
I'll sell you one for $74.
It's $180.
Ain't happening.
Mine's a CD, though. All right.
Yeah, I know that they sold that, and it went beyond their expectations. And I think they sold them out in like 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, it didn't take.
Yeah, I bought just the regular one. I didn't buy the lithograph and all that other stuff that came with it. But
yeah,
it was still really cool. It's neat. It's a neat record. Neat to have it, and just to hear Bruce talk about it or read about Bruce talking about what's going on, where it came from, and all that kind of stuff was really pretty cool. The liner notes were really cool in it. It was neat. Very neat, for sure.
And did you ever get to meet Eric?
No, I you know, and this is funny because I never get to meet Eric. I've seen Kiss when, like, the Lick It Up tour was my first time seeing Kiss, but I never, ever met them. I never got to see them backstage, but just in February of this year, I worked with Doc McGee on a project for him and one of the bands that he is representing, Vintage Trouble. So I did all their tour merchandise for them. And in return, he said, I'll give you some Kiss passes too. So I had 4 backstage passes. I took 2 for my son and I, and then I gave the other 2 away. And right now they're not touring. So they're sitting out there on a shelf, you know, waiting for like the winner to go to the show, but I got to meet them at backstage in February, so it was the very first time I ever met them in person, which was a thrill for me, you know. And I've been on expos too, where I've sold my merchandise, and Ace is there signing autographs and everything, but I'm working my booth, and I couldn't break away because I was the only one there at my booth, you know. So, but you know, like, I don't know, like, at the same time, like, I never found a fascination with, like, trying to wait in line to get an autograph or something like that to meet those people. I know it's just sort of like in passing. I would rather meet them in person than talk to them. You know, that would be the biggest thrill for me, like, you know, to meet Gene and talk about, you know, designs or something, you know. Now that would be a great experience rather than just saying next.
Hey, right. Hang out backstage with Gene and he'll talk to you about the business model of Costco.
And cookies and guacamole and whatever the hell else we talked about.
Farmers. Talked about farmers.
Farmers and make sure he had cookies. He wanted us to have cookies really bad. Nice. He was a really nice guy.
I've heard that he has a sweet tooth,
yeah. I think he does.
Now, the only person that I have ever stood in line to get an autograph for was Ace Frehley and Anton Figg.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And well, it started out when we went to the very first Rockin' Pod, a friend of mine saw that there was a Fraley's Comet album for sale for like $7. And Todd Howarth and John Reagan had signed it. So I was like, well, for $7, I'll buy it. Half the autographs are there, you know. Yeah. And they announced the Indie Expo the following summer or the following spring, whenever it was. And, you know, they're like, Ace is going to be there. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going. I don't care. I'm not going. I'm not going. Anton's going to be there. I'm going. I'm going. God damn it, I'm going. So that's the only reason that I stood in line was to get those two guys to sign that. And that's the only vinyl, well, it's not the only vinyl record that I own, but it's the only vinyl record that I own that I give a shit about.
And the crazy thing was, is you had John Reagan and Todd Howarth.
They were there, yeah. Good. And I showed them the record. I'm like, look, y'all signed this for me. You just didn't know it at the time.
Don't you remember?
Yeah. I remember that cover. Oh, wait. That cover and a whole bunch of other ones.
Exactly.
Cool.
Well, tell the audience how to find you on the internet.
It's very easy. It's clickteeshop.com, but it's spelt with a K, so it's K-L-I-C-K-T, which is T-E-E, shop, which is S-H-O-P.com. And then you can go there and you can find Ages of Rock t-shirts and Gator mask and... thongs, if you want to, you know.
Can you wear the thong as a mask?
Yeah.
If you go to Walmart.
Yeah, no kidding. And you fit right in. You're like, hey, look at that guy. He's all fashionable, you know.
Look at him.
That's funny. No. Yeah. Well, hopefully, like I said, hopefully there'll be some, hopefully we'll run into you again here. We met you up in Indianapolis, and you know, once all this bullshit passes over, now let us go out and mingle again. Maybe we'll all hook up at one of these conventions or something or other.
And the good thing too, Ed, is now if you ever want to go meet Ace or one of those guys, you got enough people that you know now that can cover your booth for you for
there you go.
20 yeah, minutes right. Or half an hour. Yeah. You can enjoy yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Change of pace for me, yeah. But I would love to do expos again, and it's great going there and meeting people. But what are you guys' plans for the very last show? Do you have plans in place or anything
for the Last Kiss show?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on when it is.
Correct, but I mean, have you thought about, you know, going, whether or not you had tickets or anything like that?
Well, I'm going to have a ticket.
I went on Kiss Cruise 9, and that's when they announced when the final show was going to be, and you know, the final leg of the tour or whatever. All of that is going to be postponed probably by another year.
Right.
But yeah. Supposedly everybody that was on Kiss Cruise 9 gets first dibs at tickets.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I know a couple of people that live on Long Island and in Queens that I haven't seen in 30 years. And I've already told both of them, I'm not sure when that show is, but I'm going to be in town, so y'all get ready.
Yep, I plan on going.
I'm sure we can't party it up like when we did when we were 21. But
I bet you can.
We're going to try.
Give it a shot, man.
Alan got alcohol poisoning again.
No, I'd like to do it. It just depends on when, where, how much. What, you know, if I can get off. You know, there's a lot of variables.
I'm fortunate enough that I have an extremely flexible schedule, and
I'd like to see.
I don't have to worry about can I go if somebody else is going to be out because I am the sole person in my department, and. Unless something major is going on, whenever I choose to take time off is always fine. So,
and I don't think it'd be a situation to even if you could get a ticket, if you're just in the house, I don't need a front row seat. You know what I'm saying? You're not going
to be able to afford
seat.
A front row seat.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, even if you're up in the fucking rafter somewhere, you know, at least you were there, you know, it kind of be one of those things where you can say, I was at your, you know, last show. So I don't know. I'd like to. It just depends. What about you?
Yeah, I would love to, you know, obviously get a ticket, but there's a plan B. So the plan B is that if I can't get a ticket, I'm still going to New York City. And I have a lot of people that I've talked to, too, in the KISS community, too, like podcasters, too, that you probably know and stuff, and said, we're going. It doesn't matter. You don't have to take it or not. We're going to go and celebrate and be there. So
that's kind of.
I will be there.
It's kind of the same people that go to. It would be like the same people that do the, Super Bowl. They can't get a ticket, but they'll go out and tailgate. You know, and I would do that too if I can't get a ticket. Yeah. You know, I know some people in New York. Let's go to New York for the weekend, you know, or whatever. And hopefully it'll be in a big enough venue, like Central Park, you know, something where a lot of people can go. That would be
that would be great.
The state of Wyoming. This ginormous prairie, you know, we'll just have it. We can put 3 million people out there, you know, whatever. Yeah, shit. But anyway, it'll happen somehow.
Yep, it will.
We appreciate you being on the show. We truly appreciate the t-shirt, even though you made that design kind of as a joke at first, and we made it happen for real. You know,
it was definitely not a joke. It was, like I said, I appreciate you guys, and I like your show, and I wanted to do something. I do, people don't ask me to do these things, and I'm there and I see something, and I'm like, I'm going to do this for these guys, you know, see what they get a kick out of it or not, you know. So I did it for you guys.
Well, I truly got appreciate a kick it. Out
awesome.
Of it. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, we very much appreciate it.
Thank
awesome.
You.
All right, folks, y'all know the deal. AgesOfRock.com. Do your thing. Till next week. Peace out.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.